And Yaakov Bekuda, so Yaakov starts off the end of Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Lois Faro Esh Bechomosh Besechem, can light a fire in your midst." So all the Lamed Tes Melachos, none of them, most of them, are not Mefurish. However, the Isser of Havar of Esh is Mefurish. So why is it Mefurish? So you could say, it's Balbatish, come and say, Mamash Lachuki, the conservatives, that they hold that the Torah Shev Baal Peh is Minotaira, Torah Shev Ktav, they hold on the Torah Shev Baal Peh, they don't, yet they drive a car to Shul, Lachura, the car is a combustible engine, and Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah, they now drive a car on Shabbos. However, Chutzman says, Rashi brings down the Gemara says you have a special Pasuk Alav, come and tell you a special Lav by Eish, either come and tell you that Eish is a Dafka Lav, is not Skilo, Lav Yotas, or coming to tell you the Indian of Lachalk Yotas, that you don't have to be over all Amtes Melachas to get Skilo, but you're over just one, you get Skilo. However, the Ramban brings down another Mahalach from the Medrash, that you might think that Shu Yinala have do Melachas on Shabbos, but you might think Melachas that are not Gufoy, that you enjoy, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Example says, you might think you're allowed to take a hot shower on Shabbos. You take fire and light the water, and not Gufoy is mutter. To do Melachas, to sweat, is also. But not Gufoy is mutter. Or he says to light a candle, or to put electricity on Shabbos, you might think it's mutter. Therefore, we have a special law in the Torah tell you, even a not Gufoy, you can't have Hano on Shabbos. So this meaning of Hano on Shabbos, what is the getter? Basically, it's to finish off what spoken numerous times about the inyan of Kavod, Basav, Yain. We spoke about four different times so far. We spoke about Lenin Rosh Hashanah, Lenin Rosh Chodesh, Lenin Chanukah, and Lenin Purim. So what about Lenin Shabbos? What is the get of Oinig on Shabbos? Is it Chiyah Basav, Yain on Shabbos? Is it Chiyah Basav, Yain? So we said by Rosh Hashanah, Mishabruin, Tavkav, Tzadik Zayin, says the Chiyah Samachtav Chagecha on Rosh Hashanah, Bamas like any other Yontif, and therefore the Chiyah on Rosh Hashanah, Basav, Yain. In Simcha al Basav, Yain. That's on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rosh Hashanah we said. And Chanukah, and Tovkov Ayin, with Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, is Yimei Mishtav Simcha not. The Behetav over there says, Roy Pleskim holds it is Yimei Mishtav Simcha. And Shlomo Mekulger and Meister Keach says, the Chir Basav Yayin on Chanukah. On Rosh Chodesh, the Re'ayim says, the Pasuk says, Yom Simchaskim, Rosh Chodeshim, Moedechem, So we see it again, there's a Chiyah Mamash Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, and the Re'em says a Chiyah Basav Yayin on Rosh Chodesh, even though the Mishavur says there is no Chiyah, just be Moisav one thing in the Suda. On Purim, so the place can say Alts Basav, the Choshofon, like Yoshi says, the Mamash Chiyah Basav on Purim, and Yayin also will come by the Mamash Chiyah Yayin. What about Shabbos? Is there a Chiyah Basav Yayin on Shabbos? So really, the three different places you can machayv you to have Basav Yayin on Shabbos. Why? Because there's an Indian of Oinig, there's an Indian of Kavod, and there's an Indian of Simcha. Three different things. So I'll go through each one. First, Simcha. So, again, is there a Chiyuv Simcha? Is there a Chiyuv to be happy on Shabbos? So, the Pashtus, what's assumed everyone knows, the Chud is the Indian of Simcha on Shabbos, as Teichemet says, as he says, Muskemas, Megdal Rishonim, Teichemet in the Merachas Aleph, Sim Pei Beis, among the Gedol Rishonim and the Paiskim, all seem to hold the Isn't Odin of Simcha. But I'm going to, that's the Pashtus. And most Paiskim hold that way. But I'm going to go the other way. Let's just mention who holds the Isachi of the Simcha. The Pasuk says, V'yom Simchasim, U'b'moedechem, U'b'roshe Choshechem. So what does the word V'yom Simchasim mean? Moedechem is Yom Tovim. Rosh Chodesh, we said Rosh Chodesh. What's V'yom Simchasim? What Yontif is that? So the Rosh says, that V'yom Simchasim, that's Rosh Hashanah. Because he holds the Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. This is very good. However, the Sifri, on the Pasuk says, B'yom Simchaschem, the day of Simcha, that's Shabbos. He says, Shabbos is Yimei Simcha. That's what the Beis Yosef also, in Simon Reish, Pei Aleph, brings down Lalocha, that Shabbos is Yimei Simcha. That's why he said, Yismuchu B'malchuscha. If you're, I think Sfar, you say it by all three tefillahs, and if you're Ashkenaz, you only say it by Musaf. But the end of Simcha on Shabbos, that's why the Sefer Manik, another Rishon says, we don't say Tachlin Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day of Simcha. It's a mamash in of Simcha. So you can tell me, l'chur, it's not l'alocho, because Mishabura in Tov Pei Zayin, it's caught in Tezvav, he says, it brings down a pasuk, v'yom simchaschem, v'yodech, v'oshech, v'ocheichem, he says, you say, by Yal V'yavah, you say the word Shabbos, he says, no, because the pasuk over there does not mention anything about, does not say the word Shabbos. Mishabura explains the pasuk is not talking about Shabbos, it's black and white. However, there are two mefurish in Mishabura that says there is a chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. Two different times, Mishabura says, in Tov Pei Shpeches, that when Shabbos comes down on Purim, when Shabbos, Purim comes on Shabbos, So everyone knows the Indian of Purim Shulish, I think it was here last year, and there was the happy fair for 3 days, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. So when was the Suda? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz, the Ram, the Yishalmi, that the Suda when you have is on Sunday, you don't have the Suda on Shabbos. Lashon the Mishnah Berurah, according to Yishalmi, is because that it says you may mishtav a simcha. So simcha said tluy bebezin, that the only time you can have you may mishtav a simcha is when the simcha is telling in bezin like Purim. Yetezeh, when Shabbos comes out on Purim, so simcha said b'day shemayim. There's a simcha on Shabbos b'day shemayim. Therefore, you can't have the Suda's Purim on Shabbos. You have it on Sunday. So we have Mishnah Berurah. It's black and white. There's a simcha b'day shemayim on Shabbos. Another Mishnah Berurah. It says also in Sfira that's going to come out this year when Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos, so Elam doesn't shave. So Mishnah Berurah says when it comes out Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos with Chodesh Iyar, you lash shave Er Shabbos. You lash shave. Why? To have a simcha. You have an extra simcha since you have a simcha of Rosh Chodesh. You have a simcha of Shabbos, so you have this Yemanga simcha. Therefore, even though on Sfira you don't shave, but Er Shabbos you lash shave for Shabbos after to have a simcha. So we see again, two Mishnah Berurahs who will say with Purush, there's the Indian of Simcha on Shabbos. This year, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar comes on Shabbos.
You last shave. Comes
on Friday. Comes on also Friday, yeah.
You last shave because
of Yidah Hasid. That's what that means.
So
some say you last shave Friday. What? Yeah, Yaakov says you last shave since you can do it on Thursday, not on Friday. Others say it means Thursday. Some say it's going off now like Yidah Hasid. Different ways than the Mishnah Berurah. But, Friday Shabbos. Right. So you last shave on Friday. After Shchodesh, you last shave itself. But since Shchodesh comes out on Shabbos, so Shabbos you have Indian Simcha. And Shchodesh you have Simcha, therefore you can shave the cover Shabbos. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So you see, there's Indian Simcha on Shabbos. Zok the Torah Tamimah, and Bereishis, and Perek Beis, or you say, he brings down the different rayas, and the Chiv Simcha on Shabbos, and therefore it says, Ein Simcha el the boss of a Yayin, and you have a Chiv al Simcha the boss of Yayin on Shabbos. A Chiv, just like Yontif, everyone has Mamash Yayin, and a Mamash Bosser, the same Chiv is on Shabbos, that Mamash Bosser and have Mamash Yayin. For sure, Torah Tamimah l'alocha. That's one more card to say there is a Chiv Simcha. There is a Chiv boss of Yayin. Another is Oinig. First, what is oinig? What's the difference between oinig and kavod? The pashas oinig is pleasure, enjoyment, tano, and kavod is giving the chshivas, giving kavod to the thing. The nachmino is what the Biskirov said in Chedushi Agrach Simgin Aleph, that kavod is negaya even the Erev Shabbos. Anything you do in Erev Shabbos is kavod, and mashikin oinig is only shaykh on Shabbos, because on Shabbos itself. You can only have, oinig means a pleasure of Shabbos you can only have on Shabbos. Masha Enkin, giving Chashivas, you can even do it Erev Shabbos. Any preparation you do on Erev Shabbos, that itself is covered for Shabbos. So, I was once by Rav Chaim Brim, and he was eating, and he was eating, he picked up a soup, and it says, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So I asked him, of course, not covered, it's oinig. He's telling me you're right. Picked up a spoon again, said, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So, he didn't explain what he did, but L'chor B'Shad is, every time you have Oinig, every time you enjoy it, L'chor, that is covered itself. In fact, you have Oinig Shabbos, that gives covered. And so in the Forsh, in Tom Devei Elio, he says in Parakha Bob, that in the Forsh, any Oinig you have on Shabbos, that's to give covered to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're having pleasure, that's giving covered to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, it's true, Oinig is Shaykh and Shabbos, covered Shabbos, Oinig is on Shabbos, but every Oinig, L'chor, is covered itself. Now, this meaning of Oinig was the Makar. So the Ramban says, Makar is a Pasuk in Emor, Makar Kodesh. That person has a chiv midereisa, which is snoki, of kavod, and oinig of a chiv of ashtiyah. That's the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Reshim and Beis, the Kohen Aleph. Another Makar is the Reim says in Tafi Tess, that's the Lachom Moshe Messinai, that's Chassam Soifa says, Shitz the Rambam is. Or you have the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Reish Nun, the Bialacha says, Shitz the Rambam is a Divrei Soifa. Fine, that's it, Makar of oinig, that's what oinig is. Now what is oinig? Pleasure. What pleasure? What does a person enjoy? What a person, if you, let's say you go out to eat, go to a restaurant with his father's credit card, and you can have whatever you order, whatever you want. What do you order? Good steak. Those who order like something, a pizza or something, you have something geschmack, steak, a good bottle of wine maybe. Something geschmack, something you enjoy. So that's oinig, l'choy shev achiv, the mamash hev, pasam yayin. Because what is the ultimate pleasure? What does a person really like? A person will go order a good steak. L'choy, as oinig, a person should have achiv of pasam yayin. If you had, that's what you would take?
No. What's that?
You have also. So maybe we have also. Good steak. In Simon Topkuf, Choftes, Milchus Yontif. So on Yontif there is also a Chiv Oinig. In Simon Aleph, and in Sif Aleph, Tavkuf Chav Tes and Sif Aleph, it says, on Yontif, Ayu Tzamtim, Matos Yontif, B'tzorach L'chabdoi L'oingoy K'moy Shabbos. On Yontif, you have a Chiv Kovin L'oingoy just like Shabbos. Therefore, you have to Lech Mishno, L'kvoya Kol Suda Al Yayin. You have to have the whole entire Suda Al Yayin. So what does it mean you have to have a Suda Al Yayin? So Mishabur explained, it doesn't mean you have to make Stam Kiddush. You have to have Yayin B'toycha Suda. Mishabur says that this in of Oinig, Oinig makes you have a Chiv Yayin. So just like the Oinig makes Chiv Yayin on Yontif, who didn't or should make you have an Inin of Yayin on Shabbos? And Mishabur says before, he says, Hanu, he says, Mashi Kiddush Al Yayin, I'm sorry, Hanu Gam B'emsa Suda, first you have B'emsa Suda besides the Kiddush, U'kamoy L'Inin Shabbos. Mishabur says black and white, just like the Inin on Oinig on Yontif, you have to have Yayin, who didn't K'moy L'Inin Shabbos? He says onwards, V'gam the Mitzvah L'Echol Basar. He says, like it says in Siman Reish Nun, you have a chiv to marva boss of Yayim Tanukim, the Mamash Indian. So I heard of Meltzer say, Yaakov Moshe Katz say, we have a Mishabura that says it's Indian the boss of Yayim and Shabbos. Because the Indian of Oinig on Yontif, it'll include the same Oinig on Shabbos. And Sefez and Mechaba talks about Simchon Yontif. A new thing comes about with Begay Tzvoinim, my Goyis, but Sef Alf is Oinig. Oinig, he says, is the Indian of boss of Yayim. Who then should be an Oinig, should be a chiv of boss of Yayim and Shabbos. The Rambam, in Dorim, in Paraktes, in Pirish Mishnayis, he says, someone makes a shvua not to eat boss of Yayin, and on these, one of these days comes out to be Shabbos Yontif, his lashon is, after Mechayiv Bachilas Bosser of Shtiyas Yayin, Lefishnemba Vakuratu Lashabbos Oinig. It's a chiv, a boss of Yayin, on these days of Shabbos Yontif, because of the Pasuk says, you have a chiv Oinig. So we have Mefush and Rambam again, so we have Totmimus Mechayiv Bosser, the Yayin and Shabbos on Simcha. We have a Rambam that says, the Pasuk, well, it could be a Devei Seifah. Chassam Seifah says the right. Lach Moshe Mesinai. Moshe Bura says the Rambam holds. What? Even if it's Devei Seifah, so the Chassam Seifah explains, he means Lach Moshe Mesinai, like he calls Devei Seifah, he says Kesef by Kedushin Devei Seifah. It really means Benatayah. Chassam Seifah says Shitz Rambam. But whatever it is, but again, we have Chiyah al Bosav Yayin for Simcha, Tach Mima. We have Rambam says black and white, the Chiyah Bosav Yayin on Shabbos, al Oinik. And therefore, he says you have to mark the Shavua. Third thing is COVID. COVID. Now, you have a Hoshe person comes to your house. What would you do? You give him good food. What's a good food? Basa Yain. Who's good food? You would also have a Chiv to give Basa Yain as COVID. The Taz also, the Taz in Simon Tovkuf and Gimel, so conveys, he says on Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, people are Atzavelis, don't want to have Basa Yain. He says, no. Chiv alav l'echol baser, you have a chiv to eat baser on Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos, b'shvil, COVID Shabbos, as COVID. Mamash in of COVID is, Makari says from the Tur and Tovkuf Dun Beis. He says, Mamash has a Tur. So again, so we have three different Makaris to Mechayiv. One is al Basav Yayin on Shabbos, one is al Simcha, Shtotvi, who says you have a chiv. One is al Oinig, the Rambam says you have a chiv. And one is al COVID, the Taz says you have a chiv, Basav Yayin. The Gemara Brachis, and the Afid Ches, and Aleph, Gemara says, that someone has a mace befana, someone's an oinin, someone who has to bury a mace. So the halacha is, he doesn't eat basar, he doesn't drink wine, and he's potter in all mitzvahs. He doesn't put on tefillin, doesn't daven, doesn't kriyishma shmonesrei. He's potter from everything. However, on Shabbos, what's the halacha by him on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, he's chayav kol mitzvahs. And he can eat basar v'yayin, and he eats basar v'yayin. So bishleimo, he's chayav in all mitzvahs on Shabbos, because the only reason why he's potter from doing mitzvahs because you're being torahed and you have to do kvura, and you're always mitzvah potom the mitzvah, or else tirdo. So therefore, on Shabbos you have no such tirdo, but you have a mitzvah. But how can you boss, how can yayin, if you're an oinim? The chur, the inin, I'm not eating boss of yayin, is because it's not covetic, you are bavelus, the chur, it's not even bavelus, how can you boss of yayin? So in Divrei Seifim, in Simim, Shimim Aleph, in Emek Dovin, Sivkon Chavav, being down from Shev Yehuda, no chai, it must be the boss of yayin, Zachiv. It must be Zachiv, else how can you eat on Shabbos? That's what he says. However, there are Ben Yoino on the riff. Ben Yoino is on the side of the riff. What he says, his lashon is, She'einoi choyva ala odim l'bos of Yayin Shabbos. There is no chiv to have bos of Yayin on Shabbos. But since you mechav on the mitzvah, yochel echol v'lishtoi. Since you have kavanah for mitzvah, if you want, you can eat. If you want, you don't have to eat. So Ben Yoino says, Mefurish, is no chiv bos of Yayin. This is Ben Yoino, who brings it down halacha. So all the pious can do, Daka Moshe, in Yerodeyan, Simon Shimon Aleph, he brings down this Ben Yoino and says, this Indian of eating Basav B'chol on Shabbos, Basav Yayin on Shabbos, is only in Yerza. There are more brings down Lalach over there, the Shachar Sivkon Zayin brings it down, the Mogan Avram brings it down, and Tov Reit Tzadik Vav, Sivkon Tezvav, the Mogan Avram by Tisha B'Av, also in Tov Kuf Nun Beis, Sivkon Nun Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, when Tisha B'Av comes down on Shabbos, so even though you are allowed to eat poster. So you are allowed to eat poster, but he says, for us in the man, you can hold yourself back from it. After God, there ain't a chiv left for poster b'Shabbos. There is no chiv to eat poster b'Shabbos, but you hold yourself back, there isn't a veil. So in the Pusha Rambam, I'm getting the Pusha Ben Yayna, with all the nice Kehan and the Shulchan Aruch being down, there is no chiv poster b'Yayna on Shabbos. The Ben Yayna is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. So, if that's true, Chuy have to go back to each case. Chuy one out Simcha, one out Kovid, one out Oynik. And the Mishavu is Mekoyish from the Torah. Torah and Tokuf Num Beis. Mamash the Taz is the same Torah. The Torah that the Taz says, the Chivas Kovid, the Mishavu says the right is no Chiyah. So we have to go through each step, Maestro, why not? Why is no Chiyah Basa out Simcha, out Kovid, out Oynik? Not like these other Paiskim. So first Simcha. Let's start off with. Again, Simcha Lechur, there's a right, there's a Chiyah Simcha, also it says, Vyoyim Simchaskim, there's a free says at Shabbos. And Lloyd, the two Mishabuah says there is an Indian of Simcha, that again, the poor Mishul, she can't have the Suda on Shabbos, out Simcha, can't have the Simcha of Bezin on the day of Simcha B'nei Shemayim. But Oid, which Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos, you can shave Er Shabbos, also there's a Simcha of Shabbos in which Chodesh. So he says there is an Indian of Simcha. Why isn't the Chiyah Bos V'yayin? So this concept of Simcha, what is Simcha? Well, when do we say this Indian of Simcha Bos V'yayin? Lamashal, we're in Adda now. Mishnechus Adda, Mab Mesimcha. Chiyah Bos V'yayin right now? Adda. Or we can tell me it's not a pasuk, no raya. We say every day in Mizmor L'Soido, if do es Hashem b'simcha, boy lefanim b'rinono. If you oivda kosh baruch hu b'simcha. So you go get your bus of yayin. Call every morning. You have to wake up, get your bus of yayin, get your steak, and at night you have to go oivda kosh baruch hu b'simcha. So that means every simcha, every time the simcha means bus of yayin. So whether or not there are two inyanim of simcha, there's the simchas of simchas aguf, simchas hagashmis. Your body feels geschmack, your body enjoys it, or you enjoy it. It's a piece of meat, a steak, it's gewaldig. And then there's another, the simchas, haruchniyah simchas, a kodesh baruch hu, the appreciation you have for Hashem, the happiness, whether it's intellectual happiness, or just enjoying the situation you're in, that everything you have for you yourself is wonderful, or appreciating what you have, two different simchas. That's the Torah, it's chayim, and then the parakam of chulin, it's brought down by different paiskim, by the tziv, by the stei chemed, and others. If this is the Indian of Shabbos, the Indian of Simcha on Shabbos, not Pshat, like Yontif, what's the Indian of Yontif? The Indian of Yontif is to have Simcha Zagov. You have to be Bosav Yayin, Al Simcha Zagov. Even though the Rambam says, this whole Indian of Bosav Yayin and Yontif, he says, it's only to m'or yourself to have Simcha Zeruchnius, to m'or to be, for the avoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be Oyvin Hashem, the Simcha. So even the Simcha on Yontif is really for the Ruchnius, but we have to be it, we have to cause it through Bosav Yayin. That's in the Yontif. Mash Ein Shabbos. It says Yom Simchasim. It's the day of Simcha. The day of Simcha is only a Simcha Aruchnius. Simcha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu of appreciating what he did. And Simayis is Mefush and Seim Chasidim and Simin Reish Ein Aleph. He says that Yesh L'Smoich B'Shabbos. Like he says, V'Kudei Hashem Yisharim Esam Chilev. That their lives should be happy with what you have. So the Indian of Shabbos, again, is not the Indian of Boss of Yayin that you should be Ma'or yourself. Like Yontif. It's an Indian that you should, it's Yom Menucha, it's my aspirations, you should mark a Kodesh Baruch Hu Zadon Nikol, he created the Bria, you should appreciate the situation you're in, you should, that he gave you the chance to reach your potential and get Tzchar for it. The Yom Simcha is this appreciation. And that's the Simcha we're talking about on Shabbos. We're not talking about the Simcha of being Ma'ur. If a Baltimore Mishnah Brewers, who said also the Indian of Simcha, or Mashulish, or Kodesh Ir, and Echlami, that the Indian of Simcha over there could be Simcha Suchnius, not after Simcha Suchnius. In Movavir, the Svat Emes, in the Sukkis, in the year Tofer Samach, and also the Tziv, in the Mekshela, and Shil Tezvav, I see what it says, Umaisa, why isn't there a Chiv to Ma'or yourself, Bas of Yain? It says, because Shabbos doesn't need, since Shabbos has the Neshama Yisrael, since you have Neshama, an extra Neshama, that itself naturally is Ma'or a person to have Simchus Aruchnius. Shabbos does not need the outside Taitzor, the Chitzonius, the Bas of Yain, to Ma'or a person to appreciate the situation he's in. Mashenkin Yontif doesn't need it, but Shabbos doesn't need it. Therefore, we say Mishnevs Adam Mar B'Simcha. What's Mar B'Simcha? Appreciation. We have the Gula, that the Maisa of what happened with Mordechai and Esther, or the Gula Mitzrayim. Mishnevs Adam Mar B'Simcha. The Koresh Atoy B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or Ibdu Hashem B'Simcha by Lefanam Benono. B'Oy B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Koresh Atoy Appreciation. That's what it means. Even the song we say Menucha V'Simcha on Shabbos, the Komakansh has Indian V'Simcha, Yom Shisu V'Simcha. Those things also are the Koresh Atoy to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chud is a raya, the first raya, the Mishnah Berurah that says holds in on the Simcha on Shabbos, or the two different types of Simcha. The Mishnah Berurah in Tosfos Kaf Tes, the Mechaber says that Yerachiv on Victor Yontif more than Shabbos. then Yontif has to be nicer than Shabbos. That's why people dress more nicer on Yontif than Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah Berurah? Because the chiyuv b'simcha, there's a chiyuv simcha on Yontif, not Shabbos. What do you mean the Mishnah Berurah twice? All the four times there's a chiyuv simcha. Because the chiyuv simcha again on Shabbos, not do an action, just have a curse of toys. Chiyuv simcha on Yontif is to more you to dress that way, to eat that way, of any of simcha.
Dress nicer than
the other day, it's a way to more or appreciate you got to far. It's different ways to be able Hashem. Sometimes you get Hashem Yisera, and sometimes you have to be more yourself through other ways. So that's the name of Simcha. Lamaisa, can you get married on Shabbos? Will I get married on Shabbos? So on Yom Tov, you can get married, because it says in Eben Ezra, Simon Tamachdalot, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Kim mixed up two Simchas, the Gemara said you can't have two different Simchas. What about on Shabbos? The Chur did in the Simcha on Shabbos. The Chur should not get married. That's in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's what says in Ksubis and Zayin Beis. The Shittim Kubetis, for example, in the Ozeruah, you can't get married on Shabbos. That's in Ma'arvin. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Eben Ezra says the reason why you can't get married on Shabbos, he agrees you can't get married. It's Simon Tzamach Dalet. But says a different reason. Because that you know, since when you get married, make chuppah, there's a kinyan. What do you acquire? You acquire them from Ma'itzideha, or you acquire from Metzius. Since it's a kinyan, the kinyan on Shabbos is also different. You can get married on Shabbos. Why do you have to come on to that reason? There is a simcha somewhere. You want to say it's not Gashmis, it's Ruchnis, but still there is a kinyan of simcha. How can you get married? So the Goy Tzisag, Nasei Nuntes, says even if there is a kinyan of simcha, from the Pasuk B'yom Simchaschem, but that in and of simcha is no tzibur, it's not that you have to make yourself happy. It happens to be naturally a day of happiness. But there's no tzibur, even though the Baha'i counts as one of the Targum Mitzvahs, who is not like him, but the Chi of simcha is one of the Targum Mitzvahs, but he says, in the simcha on Shabbos, it's not that you have to, it's naturally that way. That's how the Pachad Yitzchok, in Maimon Gimel, he has the whole Maimon about simcha on Shabbos, he explains also. He says, Avada, in the simcha on Shabbos, there is simcha. But there is no tzivoy, and he gives the marshal, he explains. He says the marshal, someone gets a wonderful, beautiful painting. Very choshev, it's very precious, a nice Michelangelo, a very nice, beautiful painting. And he gets it, he's mamash besimcha, he's very happy. But the painting, what's inside of it, could be mamash nothing, it could be ugly, it could be a not nice painting, but you besimcha, you got something so precious. The simcha is not what it is. The simcha is that you got something that's very precious. Who did on Shabbos, like the Pachad Yitzchok? Shabbos itself, we got this matana of the Yom Shekula Shabbos, the Matanah called Oynik Shabbos. So we are besimcha that we have such a wonderful Matanah. It's a Tzitzah. Since we have this Yom Oynik on Shabbos, the Mela we are besimcha. The day is the Yom Simchaschem. It's a day of simcha. We got a wonderful Matanah. You get menucha. You can sleep for 2-3 hours. A Rizal, the Yom Simchaschem. It's gewaltig. So we're besimcha that what we have. But not that it's a way to do anything about it. So that's the Yom of Simcha. Mishnah Berurah in Tovkuf Chavtes in Sukkot Yutes, he says, someone who's misagiv atzmim b'nei tshuva b'kol yomoyt hashana shloil echol basav levishtas yain, someone who holds himself back from all year as tshuva not to eat meat, not to drink wine, he says, on 4 times you have to eat v'shabosos from toivim v'chanukah u'purim chayv l'echol levishtas. So Mishnah Berurah says that on these 4 times you misagiv atzmim as tshuva not to eat basav yain. On Shabbos, Yontif, Chanukah, Purim, and Chiv l'Echol v'Lishtois. Good story. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned before in Tavkuf Nubayis says there's no Chiv Basav Yain on Shabbos. Here it says there is a Chiv Basav Yain on Shabbos. So there's 4 cases. One that was Chanukah. We mentioned on Chanukah, before they bring down this Mishnah Berurah, the Shai Metzion, that the Gavir brings down this Mishnah Berurah, there's a Chiv Basav Yain on Chanukah also. And there's Mekorah from Beis Yaakov. Look up the Beis Yaakov. In Beis Yaakov is quoting him around Wittenberg. And the Mechab in Tavkuf Ayin, who holds is no Chiyav. There is no Chiyav, he may Mishtav Simcha on Chanukah. That is good for the Meram Rutenberg. So, who is the Pella? How can you say, the Poskim might say, you have Mishtav Guru holds a Chiyav Basav Yayin. On Chanukah, else you may Mishtav Simcha on Mekah, the Meram Rutenberg. The Meram Rutenberg holds, no, you may Mishtav Simcha on Chanukah. It doesn't hold like Ramah. So, it can't be, so obviously, anyone who brings this right, the Chiyav Basav Yayin on Chanukah made a mistake. So what is Pshat Mishnah Berurah? And then we mentioned the Shirei Taira, Sefer in 200 years ago, Merechas Ches Oishches. He says that true, even Maram holds that there is no Yimei Mishnah Simcha. that there is no inyan to ma'ar yourself to make simcha. However, you can't be sad. True, there is no simcha through mishtav simcha through gashmius, but there's an inyan that you should not be intellectually sad. Meaning, you can't have a hesped, we don't say tachanun, we don't do things that are sad. We can't do anything that holds itself back from being simcha. Therefore, he says a person cannot hold himself back from being vassal yayin. Let's say it's in front of him. He's holding back, meaning it's al tzchorben, tzchorben beis hamikdash, al tzchorben galus. Therefore, he does not want to eat vassal yayin. That's a sad thing. That makes him, he's doing it al tzavelus. Al tzavelus in the chalikah, that's also. Therefore, the case, that's what he says, Estam Murad Murtenberg, before the Mishnah Berurah. If you're holding back, it's also lemnoya atzma. He can't hold himself back from bosav yain on Chanukah. That's in the Chanukah. So l'chuy can say who did on Shabbos. This Mishnah Berurah that says that you can't, that if someone makes a shvua not to eat bosav yain on Shabbos, chayv lechav lishtois, meaning you have an issa to hold yourself back. Let's say you have a piece of steak in front of you and you don't want to eat it. Asavelos as tshuva. That's aser. Why is it aser? Because that's what you want, that's what you usually have. To hold yourself back, that's aser. That's mamash confusion what Mishnah Berurah says. In talks with Lumbeis, he says, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, says, even though there is no chila echobos for Shabbos, the kolmoko v'shikimen shenimno, since you hold yourself back, therefore it's naveiro. To hold yourself back, confusion Mishnah Berurah, to hold yourself back from bosav yayin, that's aser. But there is no chila to have it. So that's right, who in the Chanukah, that there is no chila bosav yayin, but to hold yourself back from it, it is aser. If so, that's what Mishnah Berurah means. If so, the Taz in Tavkuf Nun Gimel that says Zechiv Tifas Miyayin as Kovid, he's going back in the Torah. The same Mishnah Berurah that says he can hold himself back. What he means is when Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos and he wants to hold himself back from eating Bas Miyayin on Shabbos on Tisha B'Av because it's Avelis, he's not allowed to as Kovid Shabbos. He's Zechiv to as Kovid Shabbos. The Chiv Kovid, the Indian of Kovid makes you can hold yourself back from something. You have to Mechavit Shabbos. It's in front of you. And you're holding it back. That's not nice. That's the Chesaron of Kovet. So Kovet, so really the Taz also holds, there is no Chiv to eat Basav Yayin. The Chiv Kovet makes it, you can't hold yourself back from Basav Yayin. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You're not interested, you're not interested. But the Kovet makes you an Issa to hold back. That's Kovet. So again, so Al Simcha, Chod Nam Choykes, is the Chiv Basav Yayin like the Torah Tamimo, or there is Mishnah Berurah holds knows only in the Ruchnias, or there's no Tziva at all, or just you have to know the day itself is Yom Simcha, there is no Chiv Al Simcha Basav Yayin. And as the end of Kovid, the Kovid does tell you that you cannot hold yourself back from Basav Yayin. What about Oining? Again, the Yontiv, it says, you have a mitzvah Basav Yayin, as Oining, l'chura Oining is holding for Shabbos. So the Paiskim, the Mishnah Lochlis, Chela Gimel Simul Lamed Aleph, he said, Enechanami, that as, he said, true, that there is no Chiv to Basav Yayin, but there's a mitzvah. There's no chiv, there's different levels, there's rishos, mitzvah, chayva, chiv, there's different levels, chas mitzvah. So he says that true on alt oinig, there's no chiv, the ben yoinu, Mishnah Berurah says there's no chiv. But alt oinig, the losh of Mishnah Berurah is mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. A person should have bosom yayin on Shabbos. You get a mitzvah. Most like taking a shower on Shabbos. Like Mishnah Berurah, it's a mitzvah, but if you don't do it, you don't get a veir for it. Or a person, the adlo yoda, it's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv. And the oinim is machmer. They try as hard as they can. So, wouldn't chur on Shabbos? It's a mitzvah. Person takes a hot shower every Shabbos. So, if it's a mitzvah, you should have bosom yayin on Shabbos, but there is no chiyuv. We also saw the Shev Koyin a few hundred years earlier, the Simon Tzadikai, say the same thing. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. And looking at Ben Yoinim, the chur is lost. And he said that even though there is no chiyuv, but someone who's mechavin the mitzvah, who's lost a mitzvah, then Eichlam, if he wants, he can eat bosom yayin. So it comes out again, Alt Simchot, there's no Chiyah Basav Yayin. Alt Kovid, Oslo, Noya, and Alt Oining, there's a mitzvah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah holds. Chua, not like the Rambam holds, there's a Chiyah Alt Oining. Now this Chiyah Oining, that we have this mitzvah, you have three meals in Shabbos. You have to have the mitzvah to have it by Shalosh Shudas, the mitzvah by the first meal, by the second meal, you have to have all three meals. So in the Simon Reish Memches, it says that a person can go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. So, how much is 3 days? Meaning, for example, if you go on, let's say, Lel, on Yom Dalet, you'll get there on Shabbos. 3 days will be Mil Shabbos. Mil Shabbos, you'll be able to eat. It means Mil Shabbos, you'll be able to mekayim in the mitzvahs oinig. Or no, you need three complete days. You may eis la'eis, and yet you need to be shaykh of oinig the whole entire Shabbos. The Magen Avraham and Sivkon Gimel brings on machloek. It seems to have holds you need three complete days, and you have to leave on Yom Gimel and not Yom Dalet. Now the Shabbos says you're not leaving Yom Dalet. Explains the Prima Gadim what's machlokes. How much do you have to have oinig on Shabbos? This inyan of oinig, whatever the get of oinig is, mitzvah basav yayin. When? Is it the whole Shabbos you have to have oiling every meal? Said, no, once on Shabbos it's good enough. Once on Shabbos. That's machlokes the Magen Avraham and the early Shabbos. Mishbur, when he brings it down, lalocha. He brings down both days. And it seems to be noito that the Eilich Lamed is only, you can leave on Yom Dalet. And as long as you have oiling on Shabbos, it's good enough. That seems to be noito. And so, the first one, you have a boss, a chiyah boss behind, a mitzvah boss behind on Shabbos. The chiyah yoytu is having it just during the day. For people, that's why the chiyah is meaning to have a shulam bosser. That's bamish bosser. It's kind of the mitzvah of oining on Shabbos. And you don't need, if you hold the end of oining is only one meal, and the chiyah yoytu is that, with the bosser in the shulam. If you have a choice of which meal to have, if it's only a night during the day, so the loch is cover the yom adav, that during the day, the cover for the day is more important. And the shayat tshuva says, in the simulation ayin aleph, subkhan aleph, that your choice what to have anything for. He's talking about fish over there, that you have only going to have fish one meal, you should save it for during the day. So it didn't hear the same thing. You have a choice when that boss, you should save it during the day and not for the night. But if you have it at night, you also make kind of mitzvah oinig. But again, there's a mitzvah oinig of boss v'yayin. Now this in of oinig on Shabbos, this is show how far we take this mitzvah of oinig is mashal. Let's say someone to learn. It's hard to learn. Especially young, it's hard to learn. You're not learning Shabbos if you don't enjoy it. You're not learning Shabbos. You're not learning Shabbos if you don't enjoy it. Practical for me, I'm allowed to change my kid's diaper if I don't enjoy it. For me, I don't enjoy it. But let's say like learning, walking over here. If you don't enjoy it, it's hard. It's hard, it's deep, you don't understand it. You're not learning Shabbos if you don't enjoy it. Zok the Yayvitz in Tavshin Lamed Hei, on page Tavshin Lamed Hei in the Ashkenaz Siddur, he says, the Einzer Chloimer Shlo Yashid Atmoy Menibun Gemar Moimek. You don't have to say Avadi, you now learned Torah Be'ion on Shabbos. Why? Shagam is there next to Chilul Shabbos. Someone learns Be'ion, who's Torah on Shabbos, to work hard through a Masechel, does Chilul Shabbos. Mamash Chilul. It brings two Rayas, two Gemaras. One, the Gemara on Shabbos, and Tafka few tests. The Gemara says Abzeah went around to the Chavuses on Shabbos and told them. In Dorm and Daflam and Zayin, the Gemara says you should not teach children for the first time on Shabbos. Why? Can you teach them the first time? The Gemara has two reasons: either because the tircha of the father, or because the kids the Eivon become heavy from eating so much food and they don't want to. It's a tircha; it's hard for them to learn. So we see this Indian that we don't learn something for the first time on Shabbos. Al tircha. Therefore, Zok the Yavitz person should not learn anything that it's hard for them to learn. You should not learn something for the first time, meaning you never learned it, you should not open it up before. But you should learn Be'in on Shabbos. The Yavis again earlier in page Tavshin Yuzayin, he says again the same thing. He says in the Pasuk, Shishyom Tavlas, he says, kom lachtecha, meaning, Torah is also a malacha. Everyone knows Torah is a job, it's a malacha. And therefore, lafuke Shabbos, like ta'asik gamba voitza Torah. And Shabbos should not be using the voitza Torah, even a malacha kala. And therefore he says you should not learn something for the first time. What should you do? Eli Yabzal Tamuda Heragal Al Shinai to Chazar, something that you're familiar with. For Ayim Divay Gadato, look in the Gadato, Amash Khaliba Shal Adam, go look up the Medrash. And of course the Medrash, you break your teeth on also. So for every person you have to know, the Zakhti Yavis, how far is in the oining? You can't learn Ba'in. The Yavis also in Laloch and the Sefer Markzi and Simon Reish Pei. Again, the third time he says, person is not allowed to learn Ba'in on Shabbos, because why is it terrifying? He said, can we also learn something for the first time? Not only him, the Azarua brings down also in Chelik Beis and Peites, says that he also brings down the Yesh Oim and the holds that person with Sarah, whatever he learns on Shabbos, he can't learn on Shabbos. The Yishalmi in Perek Tezvav and Lacha Gimel and Shabbos, the Yishalmi says that if a person, the Gemara says, what is Shabbos for? The Yishalmi brings down Machloikis, it seems to be Machloikis of Chagigah says that Shabbos learn Nisim to Chayisol only for Achil Oshtiyah, only for eating and drinking. Mashengi, another man down with this says, Shabbos only giving the Asik Behem Divay Torah, only the Oisik and Divay Torah. That's what the Yishalmi says. The Medrash explains, Loi Polo, there's no Machlaikis. No Machlaikis. One's talking about a Baal Bos, one's talking about a Ben Torah. Which one is which? Zok the Miri, in Shabbos, and Afkuf Yud Chesam Beis, that a Baal Bos doesn't like it. It's Tirta, to learn. So him, let him enjoy Shabbos, let him have a Achil of a Shtiyah. Mashengi, well, but Ben Torah, he even might enjoy it. If he enjoys it, he can learn. So again, we see the same concept, the moving down the Yesh Oimim, the person as Oinik should not learn on Shabbos. That's how far, it's just a concept of how far that's going, the concept of Oinik a person should have on Shabbos. Malacha, this Indian true about learning the Eon, so the Machzik Bracha, the Chidah brings down this Yavitz and he argues vehemently with him. The Munkach, Minchos Alos, and the Chelik Dalet, Mem Hei, says the Raya, the Mamash no Raya, the Gemara in the Dharma says you cannot learn, teach a child something for the first time because it makes it a Varma Kovet, he gets very heavy and he can't learn. Pshat, he can't learn it. Not Pshat, he won't enjoy it. It won't enter him. It's not Pshat that it's Al Tirdo. He just can't, it won't enter. So there's no point. Well, what he says in the Gemara in Shabbos, it could be a test, it says a person that Rabzeir went around telling people not to learn on Shabbos, Bezugo, it's Kimavat Oinig, meaning they kept learning be Mamshech and not go to the Suda. They didn't go to the Suda. Not Pshat, they're learning Be'iyun is a Tirdo. Pshat is they would learn Be'iyun and keep going and going because they enjoy it so much, and Mavat Oinig Shabbos, Achil Vashdiya. That's Pshat, that's part of Pshat in Gemara, he says. But a bad person should learn on Shabbos, whether it's Tirdo or not. It's a mitzvah, Kach Baruch Hu, Talmud Torah, Kinegat Kulam. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Peches and the Ramah in Siman Reish Tzadik, they bring down this Yushalmi, he says, Hol Tamachachim, Hol Tamachachim, once for a Baal Bas, he says, Fakert, why Tamachachim who learns all week, he can have a Nukhon Shabbos, he can eat and drink. Imagine a Baal Bas, Fakert, who works a week, so he has to learn, when is he going to learn? He's only going to learn on Shabbos. Fakert, the Chilo learning is in the Baal Bas, the person doesn't learn, even though it's hard for him, but he has to learn, he needs to, Shabbos is given, the Ramah says, for Baal Bas to learn. The Mishmur explains that a Tamachokam shouldn't sleep away his whole day. A Vadi should also learn, but he has a right for more eining than a Baal Bas. And the first documentation in Simon Shin Zayin brings down the Zeru Lalacha that says that even though when you learn it's Mitzarayu, Sok the documentation, even if it's Mitzarayu, it's clearly still you have a Chiv to learn. Brings down the Zeru, learning so what? There's no head of Tzara else learning on Shabbos. No such head. And the Mishmur in Simon Reis Tzadik says also, then a person who learns on Shabbos, what should he learn? What in Yom should he learn? So he says, first, for example, the Zohar, Shem Mitzvah Odom Lechadish Chedushay Torah B'Shabbos, you try to Lechadish Chedushay Torah, that means Mamash do people and try to understand it. Misha Eina Barachi, someone who can't, she Yilmot Dvarim Shloy Lomot Ad Heino, she learned something new. Mamash Lehebach Nu Yavis. Yavis says, don't learn something new, it's a Tirta. Mishmur says, no, learn something new. Yavis says, don't learn something B'Ion. So he says, Dr. Mishmur, learn something B'Ion, because you Lechadish something new. Because Torah is very important, and we don't have this heter, but Torah is something called oinig. But about it, in the Gan Shabbos, you have this meaning of oinig, but just out of Torah, the Machlokes and Paiskim and the Mishabur, the Amor, the Nisikim all say, about a person has to learn Shabbos, and you have no heter of its Mitzaratim. So, Maestas Sekum, there's again on Shabbos, there are three different Yonim, Simcha, Kavod, and Oinig, and Simcha, the Torah Tmura says, Echibas V'yayin, over the Mishabur says clearly, there's no Echibas V'yayin. The Simcha on Shabbos either Simchas Ruchnias or the Simchas like the Pach Yitzchak explains that it naturally is Yimei Simcha because you have the Oinig Shabbos. The end of Kovid, the Chor of Shabbos, the Kovid makes sure you can hold back from Mos B'Yayin because the Chshivat of Shabbos, you shouldn't hold back Mos B'Yayin if it's in front of you, but there's no Chiv, that's Oinig. The Rambam says a Chiv, that's Oinig. The Mishmur says there's only Mitzvah, that's Oinig to have Mos B'Yayin, and there's no Chiv. How long is the inin of oinig? So of course, my focus is Magen Avraham. Shabbos, if the inin of oinig is a whole Shabbos, it's after one meal. And also the inin of oinig by Torah. So the Yavid says, "Lachur das yochid." Brings down some place from all the way, but he says that inin that as oinig a person should not mitzayim himself for Torah. However, Mishabura and Shabbos can say about a person should learn on Shabbos as much as he can, as much as possible, and should not worry about the Tzara, and even if the Tzara is for him, he still has a chiv to learn the Shemachadish, things on Shabbos, and he should all learn something new. Even on Shabbos, says the Pasuk, Kol Ha'Oseh Melacha, this week's Pasuk, Kol Ha'Oseh Melacha, you must, anyone who does any Melacha is going to die. What is Melacha? So Melacha, besides Lamed Tes Melacha, it sounds like everything in the Marshal. Taisi says in the Kufi Gimel and Beis, that because you too give Shalom on Shabbos, the person should not talk anything on Shabbos. As far as I know, if Iron Shech is a Machmir, he doesn't talk anything except Divrei Torah. The Lashon Ben Yoino, the Ben Yoino says in the Sefer Yira at the end, not only because you're Tiru to give Shalom, because you're Tiru to learn Torah on Shabbos. But as we didn't even want to learn Torah on Shabbos. That sounds also nice, the Yoino says it is a Malacha. But because you're Tiru, very hardly the Chomim let you learn on Shabbos, so you shouldn't do a Malacha. That we want the Kleisel, that this should not be a day of Malacha, it should be a Yom Menucha. Didn't know Shabbos, the Orcha Tzadikim says, in Bet Mishah Simcha, what is the concept of Shabbos? He says, that Shabbos, Gam Tzorch V'Smoich B'Shabbos, V'Yom Toivim U'Purim, all of them, Ki Kulm L'Zeich Yitzis Mitzrayim, L'Zeich HaNisim V'Shehiflim B'Chiro, V'Lchein Yismach B'Liboy, V'Zochay Chazdei Amokon V'Gobel T'Avosoy, Oysi V'Soynoy. Didn't know Shabbos, is that we shouldn't do Melacha, to be be'etmi a yoy menucha. We sit back and appreciate the situation we're in. Enjoy everything that we have. The Shabbos be'etmi, again, the Ben Yonah says, because you're to your Torah. It's not a day for Torah. Rather, you have to learn Torah. But the day is to, the day is to have a zeicha nisim l'kadosh baruch hu k'zav b'tzayim. Remember the ma'aseh b'reishis. The day was given for menucha as k'dosh baruch hu created the b'riah and rest on the seventh day. It's a day that a person sit back and look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't appreciate. Avada should learn, but Avada is something that we should, sometimes go through Shabbos, we go through the actions, but we don't appreciate what Shabbos is. It's the Yom Menucha that we should appreciate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and have a Karas HaToiv. Just like to end off, we also give a Karas HaToiv to the Elam over here, for the whole Zman, past couple of Zman, for showing up, listening, and hopefully enjoying, and thank you very much.